continue our study here of the Reformation, at least what we've been looking at. 1517, Martin Luther had a problem. Now, you got to remember, he was okay with the idea of indulgences, that piece of paper that seemed to get you out of purgatory, but he wasn't okay with buying them. It was akin to the idea of Jesus scourging the temple, not because there was money in the church, but because it seemed like there was a way that you could buy salvation, and that didn't seem right. In fact, the scriptures outright condemned such a thing. So when Luther started to think about these issues, he found himself confronted with his own personal arch enemy, Johann Tetzel. Now Tetzel was a German preacher and a monk who made a bit of a name for himself. It seemed that he was quite the orator, and he could have been said to have charmed the light straight off of the sun. And so it happens that he was quite skilled in theology as well. And so he was actually promoted to the head of the Inquisition in Poland. That meant that he got to decide if people were teaching and believing heresy, and if they were, to kill them. Now, somewhere along the line, Tetzel just kind of disappeared. No one quite knows where he was for a few years, but in 1517, he had found his way back to his monastery in Germany, and he was promoted to Grand Commissioner of indulgences in Germany. Now remember, Pope Leo X began selling indulgences in order to get the Vatican out of bankruptcy and to rebuild St. Peter's Church. Indulgences, it seems, were the only way to do this. So Tetzel, preacher extraordinaire, was promoted to bring in the cash, to keep the money rolling, to send the bread and the butter all the way to Rome, and he did. Tetzel was good. I mean, he was really good. He knew how to work a crowd, and moreover, he knew how to give a crowd what they wanted before they could even think what they could want. I would call Tetzel an innovator when it came to his methods. He was extremely innovative. And if that sounds like a good thing, it is not. I can tell you that there has never been a point in history that when someone decides to innovate in the church, that it ends up well. Innovation usually leads to spiritual death. Now, you got to remember, Tetzel was a pure Roman Catholic. What he did and what he preached, just about everything was right alongside with Roman theology. But when he began to innovate, when he began to run these horribly awful plays that would scare people into buying more indulgences. And by the way, these plays were akin to like the scariest horror movie that you've seen. When he began innovating, he started to get careless. He's famous for saying, every time the coin in the coffer rings, the soul from purgatory springs. He even said once, at least it's attributed to him, that he had the ability to forgive the sins of the person who did unspeakable things to the mother of Jesus. Tetzel's methods led to careless doctrine. And careless doctrine got Luther's attention. You see, this is always the way it is. What we do in the church, our practice informs our belief, and our belief informs our practice. So when you begin to get one askew of the other, it always goes wrong. See, careless doctrine is bad. And Luther couldn't abide the public having that careless doctrine. So no longer was he just concerned with indulgence selling. Now he was also concerned with how they were sold. And as he pondered those methods, he began also to start questioning the entire practice, where indulgences were in Scripture, where purgatory was in Scripture, why certain things then were occurring. And he questioned and he questioned and he questioned until one day, October 31st, 1517, he left his cloister, hammer in hand, and he went to the town church and he tacked a small document to the door. And we'll talk about Luther's 95 Theses next week. Let's pray. Lord God, bless your word wherever it is proclaimed. Make it a word of power and peace to convert those not yet your own, and to confirm those who have come to saving faith. May your word pass from the ear to the heart, from the heart to the lip, and from the lip to the life, that as you have promised, your word may achieve the purpose for which you send it, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in his peace.